T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Porch secretly recorded several of CNN's 9 a.m. morning editorial calls where CNN's President Jeff Zucker leads the anti-Trump charge.
We're moving towards impeachment. I mean, don't, like, you know, we shouldn't pretend, oh, this is going one way. And so all these moves are moves towards impeachment. So don't lose sight of what the big story is.
Yeah, don't lose sight of what the big story is. This part of the Project Veritas undercover video at the Clinton News Network, where they, according to this insider, they have a bias that's even worse than we thought. That daily they're told to ignore other stories. Impeachment is the story, and it even goes so far as to allege that they have encouraged their main anchors in the evening to attack Fox News anchors and reporters that they don't like. So you see that all the time with Brian Stelter and the like to begin with, and Fredo Cuomo. You see that all the time, Don Lemon. But now we're going to get even more of it. Project Veritas has only released the beginning of this. And now we're going to hear even more. So I thought that was pretty interesting. That came out yesterday. Right now, though, let's get to our guest, please.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my falsetto.
Bad and bougie.
Uh-huh.
Tim, no shock and awe that Jeff Zucker is all in to impeach Donald Trump.
Well, you know, Mark, it's almost Halloween, and we know now for sure that the Communist News Network has been masquerading as a news outlet for all these years. I mean, Mark, this is something that you and I and others, we have talked about, and people have told us that we're being unfair for years, but now we see what the truth really is, and that the only reason CNN is still a broadcast channel is because it's in every airport in America. As people randomly go past and completely ignore it, its ratings, Mark, are in the tank. And it's I love the fact that Project Veritas has released this right at the point where CNN has tried to whip up the entire country in a feeding frenzy against Donald Trump, against this fake witch hunt 2.0 that continues to roll on in secret in the basement of the U.S. Capitol, largely while most of Congress has been home on recess. And CNN is now exposed as being the main cheerleader. They should have to file quarterly financial reports for all the free campaign contributions they give to the Democratic National Committee in the form of free television ads every single day.
Right. No, there's no doubt about it. They're a political action committee for the left in this country, and it's just a shame, particularly when you see people like yesterday with Matt Gaetz, the congressman, being ejected from Adam Schiff's committee. I mean, here's somebody, he's not on that committee, I understand, but he as he pointed out, it's not like I'm on agriculture. I've got a security clearance. I want to walk over to this other chamber and watch this behind-the-door testimony. They didn't want Matt Gaetz in there because they knew that they had their own version of stories they wanted to leak, and they didn't want Gaetz to hear what the testimony was going to be.
Mark, that is a common thing that is allowed to legislators. I know definitely in the Missouri State House, if you're a sitting legislator, you pretty much have the authority, maybe a strong word, but you have the ability to go in any committee hearing that you want. It's simply something that's granted to you as a sitting legislator, no matter which party is in power and no matter which party you belong to. It's just sort of one of those code of conduct kind of things that's allowed to legislators. So they're obviously wanting to control the message and the narrative, the Democrats are, in some epic fashion. And isn't it interesting, Mark, to point out some of the things that are going on. And we can only speculate, right, because the American people are being shielded from what the truth obviously is. So it's been weeks now since this whistleblower story reported. And remember near the very beginning that Adam Schiff was going to interview the whistleblower. There was going to be this big interview of the whistleblower. That was going to put the cherry on the top of the collusion cake. Now Adam Schiff is saying he doesn't think he needs to interview the whistleblower. And Mark, what happened to the bombshell of a week ago of the second whistleblower? Have you heard a word about the second whistleblower?
No.
So there's no second whistleblower, apparently, that has anything to lend to the story. Now we may not interview the first whistleblower, but the big story here is the entire impeachment probe or inquiry or whatever made-up name they've decided to call it this week is occurring in secret, behind closed doors, without a vote of the House. Nancy Pelosi, I believe, still does not want to have an actual vote on impeachment because she wants to protect those 30-plus Democrats that are sitting in 2016 Trump districts all across the country. And she knows that that could be the death knell for any or all of them if they take this vote against their constituents. And so she wants to run on impeachment, but she doesn't want to actually do impeachment. And so I think the only way the House actually gets to a real impeachment vote where the American public can then decide if that was the right course of action for Congress to take is if Nancy Pelosi loses complete and utter control of her entire caucus. I think she's holding on to it with a thread right now and doing constant battle on a day-to-day basis behind the scenes that we don't see with the chaos caucus with the so-called squad. But if she loses complete control of that caucus and they just completely go, you know, off their meds and off the rails, then there will be an impeachment vote. And the vote won't happen unless they intend to impeach the president. But then Mitch McConnell gets to put it into file 13 in the U.S. Senate.
Yep, that's true.
He can't control his caucus.
Very true. Yeah, if she loses that, then we're going to see it kind of roll downhill. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of weeks because the IG report was supposed we're first told it's coming out on Friday, Tim, and now Maria Bartiromo is reporting that there's going to be an initial filing, but details won't be available as of Friday. But it's coming.
And Mark, don't you think that that some of this witch hunt 2.0 of this Ukrainian phone call deal, which has been whipped up into a thousand times more than whatever actually really happened, because we can actually read the transcript of what happened.
Right.
So we have to create all this smoke around it of all these whistleblowers that may or may not exist. Don't you think that a lot of that has to do with the fact that the IG report on the genesis of the entire fake Russian collusion scam is about to come out? Democrats knew this was coming, and they had to create a foil, a shiny object to distract the media and the American people when the real truth comes out as to why there was an absolute total witch hunt of the president that was paid for with $30 million of taxpayer money and wasted everybody's lives for nearly 3 years across America.
Hey, Tim, I know you mentioned that Kayleigh McEnany is going to be coming to St. Louis. Is that right?
Yes, Mark. I just found out last night, and you're going to want to get Jean Evans on to give all the details, but she knew I was coming on this morning. This is the Spirit of Enterprise dinner that is put on every few years or so by the Missouri Republican Party to honor a great Missourian. David Stewart, the CEO of Worldwide Technologies, is going to be the recipient this year, the Spirit of Enterprise Award. And they just found out yesterday that Kayleigh McEnany is going to be the keynote speaker on October 23rd, right here in St. Louis. I believe it's at the Frontenac Hilton. And I'm sure all the details will be forthcoming very soon, but we just wanted to get that out there. I know Kayleigh McEnany is a favorite of yours. I've gotten to interview her a few times. I think it's wonderful that such a great lady leader is coming to Missouri and coming to host an event with the Republican Party here. October 23rd, it's a Tuesday, here in St. Louis.
Yep, we'll get the details from Gene Evans on that. Tim, thank you, my friend. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Talk to you again soon.
We will talk soon. Former Speaker Tim Jones there, the Tim Jones Show every Sunday night, 7 to 9 here on 971 FM Talk. Hey, a big hour coming up for you. Got Todd Pyro at the top of the hour here, 2A Tuesday at about 7:37. And we're going to give away another one of these Where's Hunter t-shirts later in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay tuned. Dan won the first one this morning. You could be the next winner. We're giving one away every day this week. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.